from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back Tobique First Nation's finest rock musician, Mr. Mike Byrne. He has been enjoying the success of the release of his current singles, and now he brings us the total package, Wabanaku. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. And it all starts right now. Let's turn it up. I'm going to start the show with something brand new from Mike Byrne and that new album. Here is Carry Me Home. Brand new, Mr. Mike Byrne, Carry Me Home. He'll be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. All right, Leela Gilday, listen, sister. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
I want to shake, rattle, and roll. I want to feed this traveling soul. And if I try, won't be that bad. I want to spread my dirty wings. I want to shake the dust off things. And if I cry, if I cry, can't be that bad. To fight for what I know. I want to smash the status quo. And if I try, if I try, can't be that hard. So you just yeah.
Could you change your life? Could you brave the anger and strife? Would you speak when no one dares say what is true? Sister, we are stronger than we know. So time to let our strength and power show, and we'll take no prisoners.
Look at us now. I always wanted us to come together, but it's so difficult when we're fighting each other. And I'm looking out my window and the street's on fire. They try to separate us, step on us just to get higher. We're under the gun, let the bullets fly. And our soldiers survive, they come back to die. How can we love one another if we don't even try? They say they love us, but inside I know that it's a lie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No soy hijo de un senador. Yo no fui, yo no soy.
Yo no soy hijo de un senador. Trabajo, lucho, una vida mejor. They stop and harass us, they trap us, they put us in boxes, they slam in the door no more. But I never wanted it to be this way. I keep my head up and I do it for my family. Y yo sigo para adelante, no me van a parar. Y no me importa lo que pasa, no me voy a cansar.
That's music from Bang Data. Hey, I want to let you know about our new Two Buffalo Talking text line. Call us 936-NATIVES.
la silence éternelle. Le vent du nord qui souffle, je marche dans la toundra pour la survie de ma famille. Nous devrions tous vivre en harmonie, faire la paix et non la guerre, ne faire qu'un avec la terre, en équilibre avec l'univers. Que le tambour qui résonne en harmonie avec toute la vie. Nous devons respecter les animaux, protéger nos forêts. Nous devrions tous vivre comme nos ancêtres, en harmonie avec la vie, en protégeant nos rivières, grand-père notre mère la terre.
I was mentioning our new Two Buffalo Talking text line. That's 936-628-4837, our 936 natives. Let me know what's going on, where you're at, what station you're calling from, and let me know if you want to hear a song. Oh yeah, I'm Larry K. We are Indigenous in Music. Donate now and support the Indigenous in Music and Arts and its mission. The Indigenous in Music and Arts is a 501c3 nonprofit that needs your support to continue providing meaningful and memorable events. Contributions from you help share our story through our radio program, permanent and rotating exhibits, our virtual online gallery, events, and our music archives. Your donation directly supports our mission and is greatly appreciated. Thank you in advance for supporting us, our musicians, and our artists. Visit us on our music page at indigenousandmusic.com and click to donate.
Sutler's store will remain open until 12 o'clock.
Here's Eagle and Hawk, Wild West Show.
Congratulations, Indian Scouts. Yutte.
yield up to me.
Music from the Jerry Cans, brand new. Hey, if you ever want to get a hold of me, feel free to email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. And I'm always on LinkedIn, Larry Knutson, the Ho-Chunk guy. Hook us up over there. I'm Larry K. We are Indigenous in Music. Here's the Spiritual Warriors, the Constitution song.
Right.
That's music from Nahiwak, off their Nippy album. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. We're going to take a short break. When we return, Mr. Mike Byrne will be in the spotlight.
Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is now a part of something bigger. We have started a nonprofit 501c3 Indigenous in Music and Arts, featuring not only musicians, but arts and entertainment from our Indigenous peoples. To find out how you can be a part of this and become a member or donate, visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org.
Become a member of the Indigenous in Music and Arts community. We have a variety of membership levels. Visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and click on the link to become a member. Your support helps Indigenous in Music and Arts and its programs. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
The support for Indigenous in Music and Arts comes from listeners just like you. Your donation will support our new online virtual gallery. Visit and discover all the new artists that are featured quarterly. Visit us on the web at indigenousinmusicandarts.org. And please click to donate.
Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome back Tobik First Nation's finest rock musician, Mr. Mike Byrne. He has been enjoying the success of the release of his current singles, and now brings us the total package, Wabanaku. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Mr. Mike Byrne. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing there, Larry?
I'm doing good. Kind of hot down here in Sarasota, Florida. How is it up there in your town?
It's warm. It's not hot, but it's warm. It's getting a little chilly there at the evenings and everything, but that's what you usually expect around this time of year, right?
Yeah, finally cooling down a little bit. Cools down, and then it gets cold again. Crazy, huh? It's a pleasure to have you back, and why don't we start by briefing our listening audience a little bit about you and how it started, and then we'll get right into the new album. So go ahead, Mike.
I started off with Kick and Crotch, a hard rock band here in about 2012. We went about 3-4 years before we ended up changing our name to District Avenue, and we changed our sound. And from there, you know, never worked out so much, and I went solo, you know, did the acoustic, and it's a lot easier. You know, it's not so stressful dealing with so many band members and trying to get everybody together, and you're only dealing with yourself, right?
Yeah. Now, did your fans follow you too, or how did that all happen? Geez, you shake them up, and where did everybody go, they say?
Well, you know what, everybody has their own lives, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes they get a little too busy for the music, or they just don't want to do it anymore,
right?
And they lose interest or whatnot, and that left me, you know. I'm still chasing the dream, brother.
Yeah, and District Avenue, I still play their music. Good stuff. You put out some good tunes there.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, and then you went solo. You've been putting out the singles. We've been playing them. And then you got now Wabanaku. Let's talk about that.
Yes.
How long did that take to get off the ground, turn into vinyl?
Oh, Jesus. It took a couple years, you know. It was an idea that to play with there for a while, to incorporate my native language, Wolastoqiyik, and able to put that into my music, you know, and to honor my ancestors and our language and our people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You have guests on this project. Who's in there singing with you?
I got my friend Ben. He's from he's actually north of you in New Orleans.
Okay.
And it's a little studio I work with, Urge Ship Records.
Okay.
And Ben usually you know, helps with everything on the album, the drums, the keyboard, the lead, back vocal, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that help to get the sound that I was trying to achieve.
Oh yeah, good tunes. Now, do you have videos planned?
I just dropped a visual video, you could say. It's like a loop, but you know, it's beautiful because of the song it represents. Wabanaku is the people of First Light, and that is our people here and on the east coast of Canada.
Okay.
Just not the Wolastoqiyik. We got the Mi'kmaq. We got the Passamaquoddy, Penobscot, and Abenaki.
Okay.
And now all of them five nations represent the Wabanaki Confederacy. So I wanted to be able to incorporate all that in a way and be able to showcase our people of the Eastern Woodland Indians.
Right. Good deal. Now, what are you doing different nowadays, now that times have changed drastically for all of us in the music industry, especially the performers?
You know what? It's a good thing because it slows things down. It makes you look at things a little more clear instead of rushing around. And, you know, I'm not playing any live shows or anything.
Right. Deadlines. Yep.
Yeah, but I'm you know, more focused on promoting the music than anything.
Yeah.
Just good out there. And, you know, right now I'm working with a group from overseas, and I'm starting to start promoting over there within the next month or so.
Cool. So you'd be building your fan base over there. That'll be grand.
Yeah. Oh, well, when you want to take on the whole world, you got to, you know.
Right.
Right.
Now, you getting some airplay out there on the new album?
Yes. Geez, I'm getting plays from all over North America.
Right on. Now, when was the release?
The release was in June 21st.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah.
It's ready to pop.
It's getting there, you know. Hopefully this next single will just give a little boost there. And I'm charting here on the national chart lines here on the in Canada, so that's a big ups for me. You know, I've got all these community college radio stations playing my music.
Oh yeah, and so, I'll be playing the heck out of you too.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Oh yeah, Mike. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can reach me on my website at www.mikeburn.com. You got everything on there, all my social media sites. So if you're trying to get a hold of me, that's probably the best way.
Cool. Mike is featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and find out all about Mike and his new album. Mike, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We'll get you back again.
Hey, thanks, Larry. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Keep us updated. We'll post any updates for you. Oh, yeah. We're going to play you Mike's newest single. Here is Pisun.
Let us pray today in a mother.
That was new music from Mike Byrne, and that was P. Soon off his new album, Wabanaku. In case you're just tuning in, Mike was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
The heavens receded, mountains.
you from the Johnnies off their Leathers and Feathers album. Hey, quick mention. You can now get a hold of us at our Two Buffalo Talking text line, 936-NATIVES. Let us know what's happening. I want to know where you're at. Oh, yeah. Here's Victor Manuel, Boogaloo Supreme. Detroit, Northampton, White Earth, Fond du Lac, Fayette, Carson City, Birmingham. Nobody does it like Indigenous in Music.
La senda de tu perfume. y soledad, que aguante el envión, el impulso antiguo y sutil del eco de tu perfume. De tu perfume.
Music from Luciano Superfit Perfume. I'm Larry K. I'm a tribal member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. Get to hang out with you guys every week. Have a good time. Hey, we are Indigenous in Music. Want to let you know if you missed part of today's show, don't worry. You can find all of our shows on our music page. They're all archived there. That's indigenousinmusic.com. We're there for you 24/7, 365. And I want to thank my guest, Mr. Mike Byrne, for stopping by and giving us an update on his brand new album. I'm Larry K. We are
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.